Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Balaji Telefilms Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Adfactors PR. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Dwivedi, Group CEO and Group CFO of Balaji Telefilms Limited, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone to Balaji Telefilms' earnings conference call for the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2025. On call with me today are Mr. Viren Trivedi, our Finance Controller, and Adfactors, our Investor Relationship Team. I hope you all would have had the chance to go through our financial results, press release, and presentation published on the stock exchange and our website. I am very pleased to address you all today as the company stands at the cusp of a major turning point in its growth journey. Balaji Telefilms needs no introduction. It stands as a stalwart in the entertainment industry with a legacy of over three decades. Driven by creative geniuses, Balaji has delivered numerous superhit titles across all formats, with a dominating presence especially in TV and now in movies. Over the years, our films have not only enthralled Indian audiences but also captured the interest of viewers worldwide. Speaking of the key developments over recent past, it has been an eventful year for us, marked with several milestones. As you all might be aware, we recently successfully completed the amalgamation of our subsidiary companies into one entity. As a result, Alt and Marinating Films Private Limited have been merged into Balaji Telefilms Limited. Consequently, content production operations will be consolidated, leading to better efficiency and utilization of pooled resources. We aim to reduce redundancy and cost and overall get better synergies as a whole, marking a new chapter in our growth trajectory. The merger will also result in significant tax benefits. More recently, in June 2005, we entered into a long-term creative collaboration with Netflix for a range of exciting projects across different formats of storytelling. This association of two industry giants will usher in a new era of delivering distinctive, high-quality entertainment across formats, genres, and audiences. We have, in the past, collaborated with Netflix, wherein we worked with them on popular titles such as Kathal, Pagled, Jaane Jaaye, Dolly Kitty, Ke Woh Chamakte Sitare. Earlier this year, we successfully completed a fundraise activity to fuel our future business growth plans. We raised 130.7 crores through these issues, in which our promoters also participated. The proceeds from this are being utilized towards scaling up our movie and movie distribution business, our digital platform and content business, and enhance our intellectual property portfolio. Our business at present can be structured into three broad categories: digital, movies, and television. Digital, which comprises our entire gamut of online streaming channels, including Alt, YouTube, and other platforms which we partner with. Movies is our production house where we have and continue to offer blockbuster films. Television is, of course, our oldest line of business where we have dominated the prime time since years and delivered numerous popular shows. Starting with an update on our digital business, the pandemic expedited the shift to online digital platforms of content consumption, and we at Balaji have been well prepared for this paradigm shift. This quarter, we saw the highest-ever subscription being sold, standing at 3.29 lakh subscriptions. This includes 173,000 renewals. I am thrilled to report that we have over 2 million active subscribers on the Alt platform. This strong growth in subscriber addition is on the back of our continuous efforts to improve and widen our content library, coupled with unique marketing strategy and user-friendly subscription plans. This quarter, we added 11 new shows, taking the total number of original live on the platform to 170. More importantly, the uptick in subscription and even renewal numbers which we saw reflect both strong acquisition and retention. Content engagement also improved further, with the viewing minutes rising to 17.49 billion and total views growing to 1.79 billion. We believe that Alt Balaji today offers one of the most diverse content choices for its consumer. One of our unique advantages is that our TV and movie business and access to the wider content ecosystem we have a leverage of producing great content at lower cost when compared to market rates. For example, we can harness talent from our movies and TV business to create a differentiated content offering as compared to the shows Balaji Telefilm produces on TV. Looking ahead, our digital thrust strategy is well positioned to unlock significant value and drive future growth. We are transitioning from a pure SVOD model to a hybrid SVOD plus AVOD framework, enabling us to expand our B2C subscriber base while diversifying revenue streams. A key initiative on this front is the launch of Cutting, a new platform focused on short vertical episode-based content that caters to the evolving consumption habits. At the same time, we are strengthening our B2B partnership with multiple platforms, allowing us to reach newer demographics and geographies. Our strategy focus is on YouTube, particularly our content where we retain IP rights through a mix of repurposed material and exclusive new productions. Regional content remains a core pillar of our expansion, with targeted programming for platforms like ETV and AHA to engage diverse language-specific audiences. Additionally, we are scaling our advertiser-funded program, AFP, producing branded contents on behalf of corporate clients, thereby adding another robust revenue system. With this multifaceted and forward-looking content strategy coupled with expanding platform footprint, we are confident in achieving multi-fold top-line growth and from our digital channels in the quarters ahead. Coming to the TV business, production has returned closer to the pre-COVID level with almost 133 hours of content produced this quarter. We had 4 TV shows running throughout the quarter. While overall demand for content remains strong, there is some softness in the rates from the broadcasters, which reflect the shift in consumer trends away from traditional TV. Having said that, hit shows continue to command premium, and as you are aware, Balaji has a strong record of creating hits. We have a healthy content pipeline from the coming quarters, and TV remains a strong backbone from our other line of business. Finally, touching upon our movie business, we expect to see some rush by the producers to target the windows for release and feel the movie business would see some elements of fluidity for the next 8 to 12 months. We are able to complete the sale of existing ready movies to digital platform and cycle the capital well. We have number of exciting projects and we expect these to get released over next 12 to 18 months and hence believe it will be necessary to continue to follow a de-risk strategy using pre-sales and co-production agreements. In fact, we have been able to de-risk our film business by recovering about 85 to 90% of the production costs even before the movie is released. This de-risk model is designed to ensure greater revenue stability. Among our upcoming projects, some of the notable ones are Vrishubha, which is currently in post-production and is shaping up to be a significant release in our upcoming slate at Diwali. Bhoot Bangla, starring Akshay Kumar and directed by Priyadarshan, we have successfully completed the shoot in May 2025 and is now moving into post-production phase. And finally, One, a collaboration with TVF, starring Siddharth Malhotra, shooting which began at the end of June 2025. These projects, alongside other already in the pipeline, reflect the depth and diversity of our content slate. As seen in the previous fiscal, we continue to benefit from the healthy mix of pre-sales and co-production agreement, which help de-risk our investment while allowing us to capitalize on the upside potential. Overall, our growth strategy going forward is centered around a focus on the movie business, strategically supported by the enduring strength of our TV operations. In the movie segment, we are building a robust pipeline that spans diverse genres and targets both domestic and international markets. On the television front, we will continue leveraging our established presence in primetime slots through a mix of new and existing shows. Our thrust towards digital includes initiatives mentioned earlier, such as hybrid model on Alt, utilizing our YouTube channel on new content, and diversifying our content for a wider audience demographic with the leading OTT platforms. Additionally, the amalgamation of Alt and MFPL with Balaji Telefilms is a key move aimed at consolidating content production operation, enhancing operational efficiency, and reinforcing our leadership position in the market. Now, coming to the financial performance of the quarter and full year. Revenue for the quarter stood at 66.25 crores vis-a-vis 135.11 crores in the previous corresponding quarter. Loss before the tax is at 10.7 crores. PAT for the quarter stood at 94 crores vis-a-vis with a loss of 2.6 crore in quarter 4, while PAT margin came in at 142%. EPS for the quarter is 9.07. Coming to the full year number, operational revenues for FY25 stood at rupees 453 crores vis-a-vis 625 crore in the previous fiscal year. Loss before tax for the year stood at 10.2 crores. However, the PAT stood at 84.6 crore vis-a-vis 19.4 crore for previous year, while PAT margin was 18.67%. EPS for the year stands at 8.41. The group has a robust cash reserves at rupees 172 crores in bank and mutual funds, thus being adequately funded. Moreover, our order book for digital B2B business for the leading OTT platform is over 300 crores. That is all from our side. We can now take any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nimesh Pandya, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So my question is...
A little louder would help.
Yes.
Or closer to the phone.
My question is, how will the strategic shift from a pure subscription video on demand to a hybrid SVOD plus AVOD, means advertising video on demand model of for Alt impact subscriber acquisition, retention, and overall revenue collection? Just your view on this strategic shift.
Yeah. So if you see, if you just go back 2 years before when we were having a cash burn of around 125 to 145 crore each year, that time our original proposition was original, exclusive, not available elsewhere, and binge viewing. So it was pure SVOD platform. Last 2 years we have realized to kind of be dependent only on the SVOD model is actually a huge drag onto the financials. Hence, we wanted to de-risk this total dependence on SVOD and move to our other revenue streams.
Yes.
Hence, SVOD model got little diluted with AVOD model. So, it is shaping up well. Now, our app is supported by ad-led as well as pure subscription-led model, that is both. And two, what we have started doing is we have started building digital strategy, which is YouTube, for the shows which we have IP. And third is focusing on commissioned shows for the leading OTT platform, for which we have over 300 crore of order book as we speak. Three shows got delivered in the last fiscal, and out of which two have a very successful run at the Jio Hotstar, and we are in talk for the second season too, that is Power of Panch and Kult. So we see a paradigm shift in that sense, moving from what we call as TV model, which we seemingly look like a model which is on the decline, but there is a life ahead of TV also, but a gradual shift into an offtake for the digital content. And since we have been very successful in creating stories, we are the largest beneficiary of this uptake on the Indian content which gets played out on Netflix or Amazon or Sony or Hotstar. So will you spread across all this leading OTT platform?
Yes.
And what is happening also is the model of shows or the format of shows which historically has been 8 to 10 to 12 episodes. We are seeing for Indian content, now it is becoming a 50-episoder coming with the second season, or 100-episoder coming with the second season. So this kind of storytelling formats is where Balaji excels, which is drama, long-running episodes, and that is where we see a huge interest from the leading OTT platform. So that's the way it will be. So it will not be, when we say digital, it does not mean only alt. It will be having various things which will become a digital business. So alt will be a smaller piece in the overall digital strategy.
Okay, understood. Got it, sir. Sir, I have another question.
And currently, I will just say the cash burn, which was close to 120 to 145 crores till, say, 2 years back. Now the cash burn is around 35 lakhs each month. Though the P&L will also have a non-cash item and all those stuff. But our cash burn currently on the app itself is 35 lakhs per month.
Right, sir. Got it. Sir, I have another question. Like, considering the transition which has happened, so what would be the key performance indicators, right, to increase the subscriber base and the renewal rates also? Would like to have your view on this.
Yeah, so the way it will be, TV yield will continue to be under stress. So I don't see TV yield improving in coming quarters or coming years. So we are still down by over 25% to the pre-COVID level.
Understood.
We are still not. So TV will continue to be under stress in terms of margins. However, the shift will happen for the commissioned OTT platform for the leading channels like Netflix or Amazon. So there is a huge upside into the business. That's why we have this 300 crore of order book which we are talking about. Having said that, whether the margin which we used to get on TV, say at 25-30% also, whether it will be there in digital business, it will not be in the same range, but more business is seemingly coming from this digital side. So we should be, suppose if there is 300 quarter, our endeavor is to get at least 100 quarter revenue in each year, at least. And that's the way to go.
Agreed, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks, Nimesh.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ritik Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
So, I wanted to know what is the target IRR that you are actually targeting whenever you enter into pre-production or acquiring any movie after the release for your OTT platform?
So, the way it is, we don't acquire films. So, we don't trade in motion pictures business, or we don't trade in content. But typically, the whole thing is homegrown. We greenlit the concept. We kind of work on the concepts. We go ahead and kind of fund those movies. The way we do is we totally de-risk it, because the moment we think this movie has a potential, we kind of try to get the feel from the rights holder, which where we monetize and see their interest, and also we get a fair indication of what will be the potential sales to on these platforms. And once we see a commercial feasibility, we greenlit the show for the production. Otherwise, till such time, there is no visibility, there is no definitive agreement in place for the digital rights, we don't greenlit any of the movies. And we don't trade in content. So it's not that fully made movie comes to us with, and we pay premium for those things. That we don't do it. So on a IRR basis or a return on capital employed. So if you see, movie typically gets distorted when you look at the financial statement, because in 1 year, if you get two movies, then the revenue goes kind of substantially higher in, and quarterly releases is still that none of the listed companies and also the unlisted ones have figured out how to do it each quarter, because there are a handful of windows open for you to come on the theatrical side. But having said that, what we are trying to do is we clearly see over a period. So if we just see Balaji Motion Pictures over a period of 6 years, we have generated 22% return. Taking all movies together, whether it is profit movies or profitable movies or a loss-making project. Overall, we have generated 22% return on the capital.
So the participant Ritik Shah has left us the call. We'll move on to the next question. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Mayuresh Rao from Invest or TDU. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Modi.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is, how does the company plan to effectively deploy a strong cash reserve of around 172 crore to generate further growth and return beyond just scaling the movie business and IP creation as stated?
Yeah. So basically, when we did this fundraise, we clearly outlined the utilization for the segments itself in the fundraise document, which movie business will take another 65 crores out of 131 crores. Digital and music expansions and exploring more rights there, it will be around 33 crores. And general corporate purposes, we have kept aside for any opportunities or any thing which we think we should be doing it. That is around 32.5 crores.
Okay. And sir, could you...
So largely the fund deployment will be into IP-led businesses, whether it is movie or digital. And on the motion picture side, we clearly see a trend where the sequels are outperforming box office numbers, if done it in a nicer way. So I think we will continue to do that. We had Dreamgirl 1, Dreamgirl 2, we have Ragini, we have LSD, we have Crew, okay. We have Shootout series, we have Once Upon a Time series, we have Dirty Pictures. So most of this will also get used into this developing this IP and this format. And in three years, I think movie will be the main source of business, followed with digital, and TV will become the third line of business. So the pyramid will just turn upside down.
Okay. And sir, could you throw some color on your Netflix thing and your current order pipeline?
So we announced Netflix deal on Ekta's birthday, 50th birthday, and there are still some definitive agreements pending under discussion. We will sign it out. But the basic thing is, it's not a one-show deal, one movie deal, or one format shows. It's a long-term deal. So it covers 3, 5, 7 years type zone. And it is across the format. We will do direct to OTT movies. We will do reality-based shows. We will do telenovela. And we will also do binge-viewing format shows. So that way it is a long-term and enduring relationship which we have entered into. Details will come in the following quarters, the moment we crystallize the numbers and the way to go ahead. But in principle, this relationship is sealed.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mamta Shah from Fresh Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, sir, your revenue per hour seems relatively stable if you see year on year. So do you expect any meaningful improvement here that will, you know, because of the shift to digital and branded content?
Yeah. So if you, when you see year on year and quarter, you will see a stability in the revenue per hour or revenue per episode. But what is to be noticed is, this is still down by 25% over pre-COVID levels. So to say, this, though it has got stabilized, but we have not got even inflationary price rise to improve upon the yield on the television sites. I believe this trend will continue, and we will not reach the level which we had before COVID in terms of relation per hour. So TV business will continue to be volume led rather than revenue per episode. And what is happening on the commissioning side, of course, because there is a huge upside which is there on the digital content, and we as a storytelling company, we are one of the biggest beneficiaries. So whatever drop you see on the television side will be adequately, and more than that, it will be compensated by the digital B2B business which we will have, for which we have over 300 crore of order book as we speak.
Okay. And sir, do you have any volume target for movies and digital content for the year? And
So when you say volume content, you said volume
target for movies and digital.
So typically, we have always tried to do 3 to 4 movies in a year. We intend to up to 6 movies in a year. That's our target in the year and a half. We will be there, and we'll continue to build movie slates like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's all.
And every quarter, we are adding 50 crores of B2B digital content into our order book. But just to kind of convey this, that it takes a bit of time before the contract gets signed and then finally the show gets greenlit to a production level. So the longitude, whereas TV is far more predictable. Every day you deliver an episode, you book a revenue. Whereas for digital business, the gestation period is little longer than what you see on TV.
Okay, sir. So can you throw light on the period for digital? Like how long it takes?
So typically, if it is a 8-episoder or say 12-episoder, it takes year and a half from the discussion stage to completion of the shoot, and then when digital channel finds the window, it gets released. But if it is a big budget movie called 90 crores, 100 crores, then it takes 2 years, 2.5 years also to make.
Okay. Yeah. Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Kritik Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to know if you are entering into ultra short view content, that is like YouTube Shorts or Reels. And another question would be like, are you going towards other regional languages like other Gujaratis, Tamil, Telugu?
So currently what we are seeing on the regional side is we will go into Tamil and Telugu to start with, because we see there is an interest there and the market is sizable for one more player to enter and take a cream of it. So that's the way to go. We are only targeting Tamil and Telugu right now. And second is on the platform side, the micro drama, or you call it reels or whatever you call, it's cutting, which is there. It's one of the features of the app itself. So, and it is showing a strong traction. It is showing some strong interest. And then we see, we have just launched it. We have to see a quarter. And then we'll probably go all out on that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anshal from Desvelado Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, sir. We can hear you.
So, in financial year 2025, 30% of revenue came from movies and 11% from digital. Do you expect digital to reach 20-25% over the next 2 years? And what are your key levers to get there?
So I will give you a horizon of 2.5 to 3 years, where movie will be the key driver to the group, followed with digital, and the third segment will be television. So okay. The way we will see is the content business, whether it is TV or it is digital. Then we have motion pictures business, and then we have digital business, which is purely B2C, which we do on our own, whether it is on the YouTube side, on the Meta side, or we do through app. And there are some exciting innovations which we are working upon, and hopefully by September, when we do a September investor call, we will be able to present it to you. So focus will be on motion pictures, IP-led business, and digital.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Historically, if you see TV, the prime time has always remained 7 to 11. The prime time has not increased. And there are 4 key broadcasts. So basically, even if you do any math, you can't go beyond 8 shows on this, because no channel will give you more than 2 or 1 shows. So you will end up with 7 to 8 shows or 6 to 8 shows in a year. And the yield and the revenue per episode is there out with you, we have already disclosed. So that's the number which I see television will continue to be. So 250 to 350 crore is the range in which TV business will operate. And that's where it is getting stagnated rather. Going forward, I think the drive will be more on digital side and motion picture side.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aniket Redkar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have two questions. First of all, related to our Balaji. So sir, I just wanted to understand, can you provide clarity on this EBITDA margin for the Balaji Telecom, for the old Balaji separately? And how do you see these margins evolving in FY23?
Okay, so on the television side, I will clearly say on a 238 crore of top line, we generated an EBITDA of around 28 crores. On the motion picture side, 177 crore top line, and we generated an EBITDA of around 6.67 crores.
Okay.
And on the digital side, we have a top line of 51 crores, and we were EBITDA was 28 crore negative, because amortization impact also comes in, that is non-cash. On the digital side, we are burning 35 lakhs per month. That's the cash burn rate for the last fiscal.
So, sir, that negative number which is there, that is in the old Balaji thing, the reduction in the losses?
Yeah. That is largely coming out of old because of the earlier content amortization impact. As we have already paid those things, so it's not a cash burn in that sense.
Okay,
but it's,
okay.
It's the way you amortize your content cost over a period of 3 years. So, we have amortization. First year it is 65%, second year it is 30%, and then it is the balance.
Okay. After, from the subscriber and user and average revenue per user, can you throw some light in terms of Balaji performance?
I didn't get you.
Based on this old Balaji performance, we should publish metrics on this on Balaji in terms of the paid subscriber, active users, and the ARPU.
So, if you want to see, we have close to 3 lakh odd subscribers as we speak, active subscribers. At any given, we add around close to 5,000 subscribers each day. The churn rate is around 45%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about compared to the last quarter?
Your voice actually is cracking, so I'm not able to catch few of those words.
In terms of content engagement, can you just share the number? How it has been changed from last quarter?
So if you see over the last 3 year period, if you so to see it, so we should break it all into, before we were doing only SVOD-led business, whereas our content spend was huge, and so was the marketing spend. And we were burning cash of around 120 to 145 odd crore each year. Since last 2 years, we took a conscious call that this model doesn't help us in long term. We scaled it down, we did cost rationalization, we changed the tech platform, everything. And now the cash burn has come to around 35 lakhs per month. So that was first thing which we wanted to do, so that on a consolidated level, at least the number looks better and doesn't, this business doesn't drag this whole TV or motion pictures initiatives. Now, since we have stabilized this thing, the whole effort is towards scaling up in a gradual way and making it profitable when we close this year.
Okay. And sir, in terms of this, I just wanted to understand.
App will continue to be a, alt will continue to be a small piece in the overall digital strategy.
Okay.
Whereas earlier it was 100% we were focusing on alt. Now we have diversified and dependency on the alt as a platform, we have reduced.
Sir, what does the content pipeline look like for next 2 to 3 quarters? So are we focusing
for television? We have just launched Bade Acche Lagte Hain Phir Se on Sony. We are launching Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi on Star Plus, rather Jio Hotstar right now. And then we also have other shows in discussion with Colors. It can be Nagin and it can be One Stop. And this is on the TV side. And the motion picture side, I just mentioned in my speech, we have Mohanlal movies which is coming up in Diwali. We have completed Akshay Kumar's production, which is with directed by Priyadarshan. The third movie is on floor is Siddharth Malhotra's One. And there are 4 more movies which should be greenlit before this year end. So that's the pipeline which we are looking at. And on the digital side, for the leading OTT platform, we have an order book of over 300 crores, which we, as we speak. And on the content for the app platform, it will not be a huge drag onto the balance sheet. We will be putting it, show will be costing 2.5 to 3 lakh rupees kind of shows. So it's a small business right now, app, and we are diversifying and we will do a cleaner version app. We will have a YouTube strategy. With especially now since the Pakistani serials is very popular, has we don't have access, there is a huge opportunity there, and we want to build Balaji's own channel for the YouTube.
Okay. We
just did last month and we have reached 10 lakh subscriber in a month.
So sir, with this increasing competition in OTT space, how are we differentiating with the other competitors in our market?
So as I told you, Alt will continue to be a small piece into my overall strategy. Okay. I am basically a storyteller, correct? We are a content production company. So whether it is digital, whether it is a traditional format of TV or it is motion pictures, I have to just create stories which resonate with the audience. So for me, it doesn't matter which platform, correct? So what you see as a decline on the television side, you see a huge upside on the digital side. So platform will evolve, and I believe this TV as a business is not dying so soon. I tend to believe ki there will be some disruption. Somebody will try to kind of come big bang and launch this TV show. That has been historically done. If you recollect when Zee was there, Star came up with KBCs and Kyunki series and they became number one. They are still number one. Then in the brief period, there was Colors which was launched. They came with different strategy. They came with big properties and they dislodged Star. So I think on a cyclical basis, somebody will try to revive this segment itself. However, as we speak, we are a little cautious. We are just thinking that this medium is continuing to be slowed business model and we are focusing on digital commissioning model.
Okay. So related to the digital, sir, did the management considering the spinning of digital business separately as an independent business?
So currently we merged because there is obviously there is huge advantages in terms of what we will achieve due to this merger process. Once the business scales up and there is enough interest to unlock value to the investors and everybody, then we can look at that strategy. Currently, it is all in-house and we'll continue to focus as a segment into the parent company.
Okay. And sir, as you know that more AI tools and tech are coming up, are we using any kind of such technology or AI tools in our content production?
Yeah, so we just launched Kal Nagri, a totally AI-driven shows onto our platform. It's an in-house AI team and we will continue to scale it up.
Got it. Sir, one last question. Can you just give the guidance for FY26 in terms of top line and the profit margin?
So typically we don't give any forward-looking statement, so bear with us.
Okay. Thank you, sir. This is from my
thank side. Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We do have a follow-up question from Kritik Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to ask whether we are focusing on ad-led growth or subscriber-led growth. I am talking about both OTT as well as the other digital platforms.
Sorry, can you just repeat?
Sir, are we focusing on ad revenue growth or subscriber-led growth for digital platforms?
We will continue to de-risk subscriber-led model with the ad-led model and syndication revenue.
Mm-hmm.
SVOD model is very expensive to kind of continue. So unless we have more revenue streams to de-risk this model is not viable.
Alright, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Dwivedi for his closing comments.
I wish to thank all of you for taking the time to join us today. We remain committed to deliver top quality content across all our platforms and leverage our strength to make strides in our new growth avenues. Our consolidated entity now is a milestone making a new chapter of our growth. We continue to strive to generate sustainable value for all stakeholders. For any further queries, please feel free to get in touch with AdTrackers, our investor relationship team. Would be happy to meet you at Balaji or on Zoom call. And we'll be more than happy to kind of get more engagement with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of Balaji Telefilms Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.